Thank you for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast. Hope you enjoy it. It's brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for something unique, Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Check them out at Lakewood Chev. Pittsburgh, Columbus, two really good teams. We will find out. Can the Pittsburgh Penguins overcome the injuries on the back end? And I think it's massive. There's no doubt about it. Josh Yoey from DK on Pittsburgh Sports joins us. Josh, this Pittsburgh team obviously has been very good for quite some time, the defending champs. But without Chris Letang in the playoffs, man, that's a massive undertaking. I know they've played 41 games this year without him, so it's not like it just happened. But the playoffs are a different beast. And, you know, guys like Dumoulin and Schultz and Daly, they're just not Chris Letang. How do you think, if any, Columbus can try to exploit that? What's the one massive area they can go after now that there's no Chris Letang?
Well, yeah, it's a huge obstacle for the Penguins. I'll be honest with you, if Letang were healthy, I think I very well might pick the Penguins to win the Cup again. I think that highly of the seasons they've had and how good they are. But his loss is a massive one for them. Columbus's plan against Pittsburgh is pretty simple. They like to get pucks deep and just be physical. That's what they do. And, you know, Letang, for all of his offensive gifts, people don't consider this, but he's also the Penguins' most physical defenseman. He can deal with that beating, and he's also essentially a one-man breakout at times. He's just such a gifted skater. The Penguins, without him, have a bunch of really good number three and number four defensemen. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, guys like Dumoulin, Trevor Daly, good players. Justin Schultz has gotten so much better in the last year. Ian Cole's had a great year, but none of them is a number one defenseman. And without that guy, there's no question it's an issue.
So who essentially will be put in the top defense pairing role for this series against Columbus?
Well, this might make people in Edmonton amazed, but Justin Schultz and Ian Cole are essentially the Penguins' top pairing right now. I can tell you that, you know, Colin Schultz and Brian Dumoulin and Trevor Daly, that will be the Penguins' top four going into the playoffs. And Schultz and Cole are probably going to receive the most minutes. Schultz is going to quarterback the power play, and frankly, he's done a very good job of that this season. So, those are probably the guys. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with any of those players. The Penguins actually have some pretty good depth. You know, Ron Hainsey and Mark Streit and Olli Maatta all on your third pairing, potentially. That's not bad, but there's just kind of a glaring lack of star power without Letang back there, no question.
Justin Schultz is a prime example of a player who can gain some confidence, finally will rediscover his game offensively. That's never really been an issue, but his competitiveness and defensive play were definitely two big question marks. How has he improved in those areas?
He's been really good. I mean, he's never going to be great in his own zone. He's always going to be a guy who you can knock off the puck. He's just not a real strong guy. But his decision-making has really improved. I mean, he was a turnover machine in Edmonton, I have no doubt. And the times I remember seeing him play there, he was. I can remember one or two glaring turnovers that he committed all season. He's just become a far more composed player. And I'll tell you who he gives credit to more than anybody. Sergei Gonchar is an assistant coach for the Penguins, not a full-time assistant, but he's with the Penguins about half the time. He works with the defenseman, of course. And Schultz essentially credits Gonchar with saving his career. And those two have built a really special relationship. Gonchar just took a liking to Schultz immediately. He works with him all the time, and he's just made him a far better, far more cerebral player. So he's never going to be a shutdown guy, but the Penguins have used him as essentially their number three or four defenseman this season. And if you kind of watch his minutes a little bit, keep him around 20 minutes, no more than that, and keep him away from the other team's top lines if you can, boy, what a productive player he's been. And honestly, even when he's been out there against number one lines, he's held his own. He hasn't been bad. He's been fine. And he and Ian Cole have just been a wonderful pair. That, you know, Cole is certainly more of your stay-at-home defensive guy, blocks a lot of shots, very good penalty killer. And those two have just worked.
Josh Yoey joins us from Pittsburgh. Penguins taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets. So you look at that area of concern on the back end, no doubt. Are Hainsey and Streit then going to be the third pairing for the start of the playoffs?
Well, definitely Hainsey. Ron Hainsey has been very good since being acquired from Carolina right before the trade deadline. He missed a couple of weeks with a shoulder injury. He has just been very dependable. So he's clearly their number five defenseman. I would guess Mark Streit will be the guy who plays with Hainsey Wednesday night against Columbus. Ole Mata is just recovering from a broken hand. He played his first game against the Rangers last night, played pretty well, in fact. The problem is Mata has not had a very good season. His skating has been a real problem. It just looks like he's skating in mud some nights. So I'm guessing he will start as the number seven defenseman, although that's not been confirmed. And you know how it is in the playoffs. They're going to need him at some point because somebody will get hurt, especially with the Penguins. Half the team's hurt right now, so they'll need him. But, yeah, Streit's probably going to be the guy.
And Evgeny Malkin, what's his status?
I fully expect him to play Wednesday. He's been dealing with a bruised shoulder. That's all they're calling it. He's missed more than 3 weeks with a bruised shoulder, so that's a heck of a bruise. He blocked a shot in Calgary back in March 13th, played the next game, and then decided he couldn't go anymore. He just hasn't been able to take a slap shot. It's been too much pain in his shoulder. But I certainly get the sense that if this were the playoffs a week ago, he would have been in the lineup. I don't think it's a major concern. He's skating for days now. I watched him shoot and handle the puck the other day. He looks an awful lot like Evgeny Malkin to me, so I really think he's good to go come Wednesday.
Well, that's massive for the Pittsburgh Penguins. He comes back in. And so when the playoffs start, do you expect Crosby to be with Sheary and Jake Guentzel, and then you'll have Kessel and Malkin back together on a line?
Yeah, this line with Crosby and Sheary and Guentzel has been dynamite. This kid, Jake Guentzel, he's a rookie. He is some kind of a hockey player. He has 16 goals in 40 games as a rookie. Connor Sheary got a glimpse of him in the playoffs with what he can do. He scored 20 plus this year, so fast. That line is together, no question. And it would appear that Evgeny Malkin will be centering Phil Kessel and Brian Rust on the second line. Malkin and Kessel showed some real chemistry earlier this year before Malkin was hurt. And Kessel's been in a slump lately, but those two are pretty good together. So I do think that's the plan.
Now, last season, everybody saw Kessel in that third line with Nick Bonino and how impressive they were, you know, but of course, you know, there's injuries again, even on that line, because Kessel and Bonino are there, but their sidekick isn't healthy. Kessel, Bonino, do you see them at all reconnecting at some point in this round, or is it going to be Kessel and Malkin exclusively, do you think?
You know, it's interesting. The HBK line, as it's been called in Pittsburgh, with Hagelin and Bonino and Kessel, when they have played together this season, they've been terrible. They just can't score. And it makes no sense because the Penguins don't win the Stanley Cup without that line last season. That line was just terrific. That said, Bonino's had a really good second half. He's on quite a roll right now. Carl Hagelin's not going to be ready for game one, I don't believe. He's coming back from a broken foot, just started skating on Saturday. I think he'll be ready at some point in the series. And I suspect when the Penguins get themselves in trouble at some point, whether it's in this series or at some point in the postseason, I bet you Mike Sullivan will reunite that line. Usually coaches like to go back with what won them a Stanley Cup. So you'll probably see them together at some point, but I wouldn't expect it right away.
Okay. And you've seen Columbus. We know that they're a fiery team. They try to get in the face of the Pittsburgh Penguins. There's a real legit feud between Dubinsky and Crosby. I don't think you can hide that. But you look at Wennberg and Saad and now Sam Gagne on that line. Who concerns the Penguins the most in Columbus?
Well, if Stiles makes the fight, it's going to be a heck of a good one because you're right. Columbus likes to be physical. They like to mess around with the Penguins after the whistle, be physical with Crosby. And the Penguins just want to skate, just want to play. That's how they are. But you know what's funny about Columbus? I think they're a little more talented than people give them credit for. They're not just some, you know, group of tough guys, and that's all they are. They can really skate. And Cam Atkinson's a guy who has given them fits the last couple of years. To me, he's a guy that's a real big concern, especially when they're on the power play. He's really scored a lot of goals against them on the backdoor play that they like so much. And you know what? Frankly, Brandon Dubinsky, he's not a well-liked man in Pittsburgh because of some of the things he's done to Crosby over the years. But I'll tell you one thing he's done to Crosby. He's also shut him down at times and played pretty well against him. So those are the two guys that jump out to me. But you know, the Penguins and Blue Jacks, they are just very different teams. Just the way they're built, everything about them is a little different.
Well, you know what? They're in their face. They've got some inexperience on the back end. Werenski's played great. You got to think Pittsburgh's going to try to attack that. But Bobrovsky's got to be their biggest concern. I think he's the Vezina favorite this season, and he's going to have to be lights out.
He is. You know what? I agree with you. Bobrovsky absolutely is going to win the Vezina, as he should. He's had a magnificent season. But I'll tell you one thing about him, especially since he's been in Columbus. He's never played all that well against the Penguins. So he's had some really bad games against them, and they got four goals against them in Pittsburgh last week, in fact. So The Penguins have a lot of respect for him. I certainly don't think they're afraid of him, however. And I agree. If I had to pick one man who's most important in this series, I'd probably go with the Bob. I have to think he's going to have to steal a game or two for Columbus to win this one.
Josh, as always, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the playoffs. Edmonton fans are licking their chops, counting down the moments until they're back in the dance.
Just wanted to say, I remember when the Crosby era had its first home playoff game in Pittsburgh after not being in the playoffs for years. Really special night. I'll never forget it. So I hope everyone there in Edmonton really enjoys the atmosphere. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself.
Yeah, I think it'll be crazy on Wednesday night. Appreciate your time, Josh.
All right, you got it.